I want to thank the Lord this morning for his mercy, for his love and his kindness. How that God has lengthened out the brittle threads of our life and has blessed us another day upon the earth, his footstool, and give unto us the perfect knowledge that knowing that he is alive. On every hand we see his handiwork and behold his glory. As God has worked and fixed everything for mankind. I'm glad to see each and every one of you out here this morning, and I hope that you've come for no other reason than to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I hope that we can draw in our wondering minds from the world and begin to call upon the name of the one who's able to deliver us, Brother Lonnie. Who's able to bring from heaven, from the windows of heaven, the abundance of his grace and of his glory, and bestow it upon each and every one that will ask of him. For he said, if you ask in faith, believing, all things is possible unto the man that will ask in faith, believing. We think sometime in nature things is impossible. With mankind in nature it is, but in God all things is possible unto him whom we have to do. He is the God of the living. The writer said he's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. Because everywhere Christ is, there is light. And in him there is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. He is the light of the world. And if you've been born again, you're shining forth that light that comes from him. Called the moon, brother, even the moon that has the light reflects it's the light that is reflected from the sun. So are we reflected from the Son of God, brother. And we shine forth our light unto this wicked and adulterous generation, brother, the day that we live in. Troubles and trials seem to be on every hand. The world is tossed to and fro, perplexed in their minds, not understanding the depth of all things. Brother, I see the end of time approaching, brother, the time of men. And he said, the nations perplexed in their minds and hearts, failing for looking upon the thing that shall come. Brother, I declare today what's going to come in the future. Just perilous time, just wicked men and evildoers waxing worse and worse as the time comes on. We're living in perilous times.
Sure are.
I declare, we look out in the news today, and even it's not only the United States, it's global. Men cannot figure out what's going on.
I know it.
Men don't understand, but we understand today. He was foretold of old, brethren, that God, that he would, he was going to destroy the wicked, brethren, and their wickedness, and men. And their pleasure, their turn, their hearts and their minds away from God, brethren. He said, in the nation that forsakes God and turns their heart away from him shall be destroyed. I declare today, brethren, if you don't know Jesus today, the day's the day of salvation, if you will hear his voice. Don't put off tomorrow, for tomorrow's may never come for your life. And I know, brethren, they preached for years and years, and they said in the Bible, where is the promise of his coming? Since our fathers fell asleep, all things remain as they were. But brethren, they're fooled today, because God, whatsoever he promised in the days of old, have they not come to pass? All the promises that God has made, brethren, they're going to come to pass. And he promised me, and he promised you that he's coming again, brother, without seeing unto salvation. He's coming after the bride, the Lamb's wife. She has made herself ready, and she, his brother, have clothed herself, and she's got a garment on today. It's the garment of praise. It's the garment of righteousness. It's the glory of the Lord shine forth
into this dark and a wicked world, as you shine forth the lights in the world, my brethren, let your light shine, that men in the world can see your good works. Not to glorify man. Who is man that thou art mindful of, or the son of man Brother, I declare today we are weak creatures in this world. I see the weakness of the flesh. I feel the weakness of the flesh. I feel my flesh, brethren, the weakness of it, and I know, brethren, I'm like Job of old, though the skim worm devoured this man here. I've got a building higher made, and I'm here, brethren. I've got a promise, Sister Hester, of a better day. I've got a promise of a body that when I wake in his likeness, I'll be like unto him, and I'll not have the weakness of the flesh, but I'll be clothed in the glory of God, brethren, and I'll have that crown of glory. Listen today, and how long will we live in that land?
Forever and ever.
Here we have no abiding cities. Here we have no abiding cities. For we're like Abraham of old. We seek a city whose builder and maker is God. Eternal in the heaven, brother. I'm not looking to live on the earth forever, but I'm looking to dwell in the land of the living. Brother, as the old writer had said, I'd rather dwell in the tents. Listen today, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I'd rather be just a little water boy, as the old saying says, but I'm going to tell you there ain't going to be none up there. All's going to be equal, brethren, in the land of the living.
God knows
we're all going to be equal over there. Let you understand a little something. You're all equal here today. In the kingdom of God, they're neither male nor female. They're neither. I declare today, brethren, if you've been born again, you are the children of God. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and you are shining forth into this wicked world that we're living in. Oh, may God let me shine my light. May God let me be a good soldier of the cross.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me endure while I dwell here, brethren, for him, and bear the cross, brethren, that I may obtain a crown of glory in the morning. I'm glad this morning that I feel I'm one of his. I'm glad I feel when the morning comes that he'll call my name. And I'll answer him
for myself.
I want you to feel that. I want you to know that this morning. How are you going to know it? By having a personal experience with Jesus Christ, by being born again. Not of the corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible. By the word of God which lives and abides forever.
Amen.
What is that word this morning, brethren? It is Jesus Christ himself. Of the hope of glory formed in your heart.
Yeah.
That is the promise, brethren, that he promised unto Abraham, that you would be the promised seed in Christ, brethren.
Yes.
It's life. In this world, they're just dying and dying. That's all there is in this world. What do you got to look forward to but the grave? Here, you think if you had all the gold and the riches, you still wouldn't be happy. You cannot be satisfied without Christ in your heart. You must have Christ in your heart, because the void is there when you left God, brethren. The likeness of God was gone from your heart, and the only way you can restore it back is by being born again. Then you get that likeness back.
On the inward man.
What was Christians? They was called Christians in Antioch because they was Christ-like. Christ got that likeness back, brother, that you lost when you sinned. Now, I thank God this morning. Brother Terry said he's going to let me take care of it today. So, you know, I don't care. I like to put my brother to work. You know, I told Brother Clifford Colley one time. I told him, I said, now, Brother Clifford, he was a...
Oh, wise man. He said, now we're going to use these young brothers. We're going to let these young brothers preach today and set them forth. And he did. He put me up in the stand. I said, now, Brother Clifford, I hate to disagree with an old brother like you. And I know you've got a lot of wisdom, brother, but I've got a little different idea about this thing here. I think we ought to use these old brothers until they're dead and gone. There'd be plenty of time for the old and young brothers.
Amen.
He didn't agree with that.
He didn't agree with it.
He didn't agree with it. Now, I know there's a lot of sickness in this land. And I know there's a lot of names on the books that we have here. But I want you to know that God knows your silent weepings.
Amen.
He knows your crying, people. And if you have any requests that you want to leave with the church today, please let it be known. Get your song ready. We're going to sing a song. Brother Keith's going to hold prayer, and we're going to go from there.